Haydn Divertimento here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, everyone. Hope you are all doing very well on this sunny morning. I've got some sunny music for us coming up this hour. Haydn Symphony and Brahms, variations on a theme by Haydn. A theme that may not have actually ever been composed by Haydn. Any guesses who it may have truly been by? I'm Destiny, glad you're here with me, and the surprise of the hour. I just gave it away. If you weren't listening, now's your chance to guess who wrote the surprise symphony. I bet when you listen, you'll be able to tell who it's by. The reason it's called the surprise symphony, in the slow movement, there is a sudden loud chord that the composer placed in there. Some say to wake the audience up, others say because he was trying to be cool. We'll have to see what you think. It's right now on KPR with George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Symphony number 94, The Surprise. Haydn's Surprise Symphony. That's the one who wrote it here on Kansas Public Radio. If you guessed Haydn, you win the prize. The prize, more great music. Symphony number 94, George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I have Brahms up next, his Variations on a Theme by Haydn. Normally it's an orchestration, but I have the version for two pianos. Indeed, I do. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. So, what is the variation, what is the theme, actually, I should say, that Haydn wrote, that Brahms made all of these variations on? Well, it's the St. Anthony Chorale theme from a Divertimento. However, even though many people think Haydn wrote it, some are now saying that it's actually by one of Haydn's students, Pleyel. Ooh, interesting. The plot thickens. I will have to let you know the definitive answer at some point if it's ever actually discovered. For now, we are going to listen to Marta Argerich and Polina Leschenko play the two piano version of Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Haydn right now on KPR. Pretty grand there on the piano. Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Haydn, Marta Argerich, and Polina Leschenko on piano. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Next hour, something to honor Clara Schumann. Brahms loved Clara, and I've got something from her husband, Robert, too. And then, ooh, the 11 a.m. hour. One of my favorite things of all time. Bah, Copeland Simple Gifts. Cannot wait. Don't go anywhere. This is Kansas Public Radio.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to wonder where information is coming from. We bring it to you firsthand.
Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio was there covering that protest and joins us now.
NPR criminal justice correspondent Meg Anderson was at the intersection where it happened, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Jungle House, providing house plants and in-shop activities at 6 East 7th Street in Lawrence, Kansas. Details at junglehousegoods.com. That sounds fun. I want to live in a jungle house. I actually do with my cats. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ulsberg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's about 41 degrees outside. Heads up that there is a red flag warning out there. It's a little dry, so don't start any fires, only with music here on KPR.
Live from NPR News.